This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love when you go, you gotta remember, like, you're 30 years older than me. It makes me feel so happy. You're only 10 years older than me.
But I do think this makes a big difference.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Difference, like, people that look at those We Believe era jerseys, which I call Depression era.
You associate jerseys. Them with sadness.
With Loserville.
Yeah.
Was straight Loserville. Like, there's just no other way around it. Those are awful, awful uniforms.
Okay.
Sorry. They feel good. No. When they had the We Believe run, the best jerseys they wore were the orange versions of those.
Right.
And they wore the city throwbacks, which I think are the best ones, the cable car. I think it's the best uniform in sports. I think they should go back to those, the yellow at home, blue on the road. Like, those are the ones they need to go back to. And so for me, like, seeing those versions that they've created, although I like the font and I like that what they're trying to do, I'm just not big on it.
And I love the Knicks wearing their normal home whites. God, those look so crisp and clean. Again, two iconic franchises with iconic jerseys. The simplistic yes. nature of it is what makes it so key.
The Warriors, for me, should go cable car on both ends. That should be their main jersey, right? That should be, and then they could have the Run TMC throwbacks as some sort of a city edition. Mm-hmm. You want to go with those black ones? That's fine. Okay, whatever. I don't think that you need the We Believe era ones. I don't like those ones.
It's funny. I'm a little distracted right now. I'm not going to lie. Hashtag squirrel. Because in the studio, we have all the different TVs up. We have First Take. We have Get Up. And one of the things they have on right now is, should the West fear the Lakers or the Warriors more? If you said that, said it a month ago, it'd be like, really? Those teams? Yeah. The Lakers and the Warriors are two of the hottest teams in basketball right now, if not the hottest. and look the scariest right now because of the star power and the brand of basketball both of them are playing.
It is crazy.
Dare I say that we're on a, again, I've said it, we could be on a collision course with Lakers, Warriors, Western Conference Finals. Getting ahead of myself here.
No, I don't think you are at all.
I don't think that sounds insane today on March 5th, 2025, the year of our Lord. It is Ash Wednesday, Joe Shasky. I hope you're going to service
later. I'm going.
All right.
I'll be heading over to St. Cecilia's at some point
today. No meat today, only fish. All right. So if you've already eaten meat today, that's not good. All right.
So, you know, I have a little bit of umbrage with that. Like, that feels, there's a lot of things in the Bible that we've realized, like, you don't have to take it word for word. It's more the parables and the metaphors and things like that. And it's the essence of the story. Are we sure about that whole fish and meat thing?
It's about fasting yourself. That's the whole point of, like, you're fasting.
Well, I'm giving things up.
Okay, well, what do you, you could give something up or better yourself in a certain way. What are you giving up?
I haven't really dove that deep into it. What I'm thinking of giving up is you know, I think I'm giving up my unbridled hate for all things, you know, Kansas City Chiefs for 40 days.
That's not a real
no,
one.
I don't think if you tell that
to the Pope, yeah, you know, I'm going to stop hating the sports team for 40 days.
Well, what I used to do back in the
day. That's really bringing your relationship closer to Jesus Christ.
Well, we used to have to do reconciliation, right?
And yeah, you go to the prayer.
Every single time, my go-to was, Father, forgive me for I've sinned.
Of course.
I beat up on my brother all the time.
Always.
I make fun of him. I need to be nicer to my brother.
And then what did you have to do? How many Hail Marys?
I don't know.
Do all these. Yeah, you'll feel better. We got a lot of people on the lines we want to get into.
God, this Warrior team is so much fun.
Well, that's what I'm saying right there. I was just saying, the fact that that's the question on First Take right now, should the West fear the Lakers or the Warriors more? Fear both of them, frankly.
What if I did gave up just all my haterade for Lent?
No, we're going to need that.
Bitterness?
No, I need your bitterness. Come, you know, when we're playing the Lakers here in another month, I'm going to need that hatred and bitterness.
Okay.
With Luka, LeBron, I know you love you, Austin Reeves, the headband, all of that. And by the way, that was the lasting image of Andrew Wiggins getting blown by Austin Reeves.
So bad on Chris. Playoffs.
You do? You
I
want,
do.
You want them?
Yeah, because I
want
to shut up LeBron.
Okay.
You want that smoke?
You want that smoke? 50,000 for LeBron.
Luka and LeBron would be, if you won a championship this year with the Warriors and Jimmy got here and his fifth went through the Lakers, through LeBron, and through Luka, yeah, that would be the stuff of a Disney
short
movie.
Of a championship season, I think beating the Lakers in the playoffs would feel like a championship at some, like, it would feel like, you know what? I could, if that was the high watermark of Jimmy Butler beating LeBron and Luka in the playoffs, I'm okay with that. Now, you can get greedy. It's March 5th. I'm not settling for the sixth seed. I'm settling for maybe the fifth seed, maybe the fourth seed, which sounds insane. David in Maryland, he's excited about what he's seen from Stephen Curry. And by the way, don't forget, this is David in Maryland, his famous drop here on 95.7 The Game.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
And we're all doing what Steph wants us to do. We're all shutting up. Right, David? What's up, man?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. It's a hump day, baby.
Bro, how great is this?
Yeah, man. This is so amazing to witness. And it's so, I'm so happy with what I'm seeing on the court. The off the court discussions. I mean, it just seems like the team has life again. So it's always happy to hear that everybody's getting along and that everything we thought about Jimmy Butler from the nightmare stories and that was not the case and that he's actually bringing a positive impact to the team. So it's always good to hear things like that. Now, before I get into what I wanted to say, I wanted to ask the statement jerseys. Are those the ones they wore last night?
Yes.
That's what those are. Those are the statements.
I think I think those are called the statements. We'll confirm that. City edition statement. There's so many different names.
They're
for
a homage,
David.
If you will, yes. To the We Believe era.
Okay. Well, I'm with. If those are the statement jerseys, I'm with you, Shasky. I'm not a big fan of those ones. I think as a representative of Twitter, Warriors Twitter, I can say that the white jerseys, the white and red ones, are the favorites. People do love those
ones. Okay, the ones last night, real quick, David, those ones were the city edition for this season.
Okay.
The statement ones are the all black with the yellow.
Those are their newer alternatives.
Oh. Prior to that, remember the cow ones were kind of their statement ones?
Yeah, those were awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Awful. Okay. Navy blue.
Yeah,
they look like West Virginia.
Yeah, right. Mountaineers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the black and yellow ones are cool. But anyway, let me get into what I wanted to say.
Sure.
I cannot wait for Jonathan Kuminga to come back. That is one part of this season that, I mean, though the Warriors have been clicking really offensively, I am very intrigued and interested to see on how Kerr is going to blend Jonathan Kuminga in with this team. And I do want to say that because you guys were speaking on, you know, First Take being on, I am a little bit disgusted with the way in which they are covering the Warriors, not really mentioning the fact that though they have been winning with Jimmy Butler, we don't even have, you know, we haven't even seen this team with Jonathan Kuminga yet. And nobody is mentioning the fact that our 17 point per game player has not touched the court since what, January?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. David, I don't know if Bonte needs to send a message up to First Take through, because, you know, he's up at NBC and everything.
Oh, yeah, no, he's tied with Stephen A.
Pipeline,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's ridiculous. They need to start mentioning Jonathan Kuminga because he is a very important part of this team, and he's going to give us a deep run in the playoffs. And one more thing before I let you guys talk. If we are going to the playoffs, I don't think I want to see the Lakers, at least not in the first round.
No.
I think I want to see the young guys get some burn in the first round and win a series then, and then potentially see the Lakers in the second or the third round.
No. This is how it's going to work. Let me tell you, this is how it's going to work.
Thanks, David.
I'm already plotting this, okay? So just hear me out, Warrior fans. We want to be in the 4-5 hole.
Okay.
If you go into the 4-5
hole. We're getting a little arrogant here at March 5th, so we're going to tell you what's going to happen here in the coming months of the playoff schedule.
You want to avoid the Nuggets and Lakers in the second round. They're going to play each other in the second round, and then you get OKC. That's what you're looking for.
I don't fear any of them. I'll take them all.
No, you want the OKC matchup.
Whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I got Jimmy Butler. I got Jonathan Kuminga coming back. And what David's saying is like he's upset that he doesn't see his team covered more on First Take. That's okay. Lil Wayne said it best. Real G's, they move in silence like lasagna. All right? That's the Warriors right now. They don't need all the headlines. Let the Lakers, let the glitz and the glamour, let the Yankees. That's what they're going to do. You want to be slept on heading to the playoffs. I don't want anyone talking about my team. All right? Out of sight, out of mind. That's what I like.
Yeah, but if you can, like, just hear me out on this. If you can get OKC, like, style of play, it'll be a great, you want to talk about ratings bonanza?
Oh, it would be awesome.
Even if you're just a fan of basketball, it would be amazing.
Well, you just think about the history between those two squads, too. Albeit Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant, but also, like, blown the 3-1 lead that they blew in Oklahoma City. Now you have their best team since that squad,
A
decade later. You got the MVP on that team now in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Yeah, there's a lot baked into that matchup, which I'm very excited about.
And then you just sit back and you let Lakers and Nuggets just take flesh wounds out of each other. And then after that one, you get whoever comes hobbling in. And then you have an opportunity to go face the Celtics.
Right. Well, they're not. Both teams would be hobbling in at that point. You'd think the Thunder and the Warriors, the athleticism just abound and the physicality in those ones. I'd be very curious to see how that series would unfold. And again,
Adam Silver,
Jonathan Kuminga.
Be salivating if it was Lakers Warriors in the Western Conference.
Well, he's salivating now that the fact that the Warriors have Jimmy Butler and the Lakers have Luka Doncic, and now they're the two teams that everyone wants to talk about.
I wonder what the ratings were. I know it was blacked out locally. I wonder what the ratings were for TNT. I know the ratings don't really matter. They've already paid for it. But I like Knicks, Warriors, early start.
Yeah.
You know, Steph in Madison Square Garden. I bet the numbers were through the roof.
Right. Let's go to our guy, Brian, who's in Palo Alto.
What's up, BPA?
Wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Big win last night, Brian. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Dude, I'm so happy.
I think the reason that people aren't talking about Kuminga is I don't think anybody really knows what version of Kuminga they're going to get. Right? You're going to get, you know, sort of locked in, committed Kuminga. You're going to get sort of sulky Kuminga, not happy about his minutes Kuminga. Nobody really knows, right? And it tends to go one way or the other. So, I mean, I view it now, to me, the most important young guy in the playoffs is Quentin Post.
Mm.
Because Quentin Post can take, and I think the Nuggets are probably the worst matchup for the Warriors.
Totally agree.
Because Quentin Post can bring Jokic out of the lane, right? Which in the last couple of years, he's just planted himself right under the basket and just mucked up the inside of the lane. And I think the Lakers are a better matchup now for the Warriors than they were 2 months ago. Because I think with AD, like the Lakers they're a better team probably, but with AD, AD was a problem for the Warriors.
Destroyed
right?
them.
Really, really. Really struggled with him. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, you know? I mean, I think they're still probably a player away, right? Unless Quentin Post can really sustain this cut level of play. But that is, to me, the glaring issue would be a center. You know,
you don't think that Kuminga could be that player, though? Like, I understand.
I think he's in a wait-and-see mode.
You are in a wait-and-see mode.
I don't think he's being negative. Being like, hey, let's see what version of him we get.
Brian, if you get the Kuminga version you saw prior to the injury, you feel confident about this team going all the way?
I don't know that it's just like, you know, like that version of Kuminga, the Warriors, you know, like people were talking about like move on from Steph and go all in on Kuminga and whomever else, right? That was sort of the vibe.
That was Steiny, but no one else was saying that, but I understand what you're saying.
But it was bleak. It was bleak. I think Steiny
was saying that in like 2016, I think. But anyway. I think now the vibe of the team is this is 100% Steph's team and Jimmy and Draymond. Those are the guys that we're committed to. And Kuminga is now in a place where it's like, you can prove to us you're worth the money.
Yeah.
Right. But like, yeah, we're not, you know, all our chips are not in on you, Jonathan. Right. And I think that was, you know, that's my opinion. Right.
Well, he needs to play with a sense of urgency.
I don't have a lot of faith. Personally, that he's going to come in and be this super duper impact player and not sulk about sort of how the tide has changed. But you know, I'm hopeful, but I've seen it too many times. So anyways, have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
I was thinking about, like, is there a Steiny in Kansas City right now who's like, trade Patrick Mahomes, it's over.
Oh my God.
Like, is there a Steiny in every market?
Well, I'll say this, as the Chicago Bears trade one of their all-pro guards, Joe Tooney, to the, or did I say Chicago Bears? The Kansas City Chiefs are trading Joe Tooney, one of their all-pro guards, to the Chicago Bears for a fourth-round pick in 2026. So they're doing some change in there. They franchise tagged the other guy, Trey Smith, that Baldy alluded to a couple months ago, that maybe the Niners should be interested on if he hits the market, but they're working on keeping their younger guard, obviously, out of the two and locking him up for the future. But it's a good point. You know, hey, it's Patrick Mahomes. Hey, is this turning 30 soon? I don't know. How old is Patrick Mahomes, by the way? Is he even 30?
Who cares? I hate that guy.
You love Patrick Mahomes. You just said you're not going to hate him for Len.
I didn't get my ashes yet.
Oh, God.
Get it all out of your system today.
He's exactly. 30 in September. There you go.
Good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.